Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Start with more election aftermath, though. There's a lot of finger pointing going on among Democrats.
Really?
This happens. I had a big surprise. Whichever party
you
loses,
lost to this guy again, it's your fault.
Whoever loses an election, there's going to be finger pointing. Oh, and yeah, there is among Democrats as they try and figure out why Kamala Harris lost and didn't just lose, but lost decisively to Donald Trump. Was it the economy? Yes. Yeah, that had a lot to do with it. Or the border, the VP choice. One place many people are pointing their finger is at the White House. So they're putting some of the blame on President Biden for not leaving the race earlier, or even perhaps not running for re-election at all. Let's bring in News Nation Washington correspondent Kelly Meyer. She's been following this, joins us right now on KRLD. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
So hindsight's 2020. What do the Democrats wish that Biden had done differently, though?
Yeah, and we were in the White House briefing yesterday when White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was questioned one after the other about whether or not President Biden could have dropped out sooner. Could he have done anything differently? Also asking him about his, quote, arrogance that he was the only one that felt he could beat former President Donald Trump, to which the White House press secretary responded, well, he was the only one that beat him. But she did say that he stands by his decision to let Kamala Harris replace him. He commended her for her inspiring campaign, she called it, as well as President Biden in his remarks in the Rose Garden yesterday. But she was questioned over and over again as President Biden gets a lot of the blame for this. And even as the results were coming in on Tuesday night, I just was thinking, you know, where is this going to go? People are going to start blaming Biden for not dropping out sooner. That was already talk when she was doing her campaign, that they said it was a short campaign. She didn't have a lot of time. But also at the end of the day, it's an incumbent president, incumbent vice president. So they are plagued with the issues that comes with that. So they both were being blamed for the economy and immigration. And that's something that they really couldn't hide from.
You know, I've heard a lot about primary process, that maybe the Democrats should have run some type of primary. Is that being lobbied about? Is that one of the reasons that they're saying probably her?
Yeah, and it's definitely one of the questions. But then, you know, then you kind of ask, well, would she have made it to this point if there was a Democratic primary process? Because she ran in 2020 and she dropped out. She didn't make it to being a nominee in 2020 before. Would she have made it this far if she was in that primary process? And we did see Dean Phillips trying to speak out and then was really shunned by the Democratic Party as a whole. They all united behind Biden. But then when I asked Democratic sources about this, they said, you know, the polling at that time did point to Biden being the only one to beat Trump. So they just rallied behind him. It was what we were told, and we just all got behind him. And then it changed, and then it shifted, and then it just became this whole, you know, switcheroo, and then where we are now. So a lot of what the briefing was just, you know, there's really no point looking back. We have to look forward. And at the end of the day, it comes back to just the overall tone from sources I'm talking with, is that they have to look at the Democratic Party as a whole, whether it's Biden or Harris. Are they connecting with voters, period?
And now the Democrats, I suppose, they've got to look forward. They've got to learn from their mistakes. They've got to look forward, which brings us to 2028. That would seem to me to be just completely wide open at this point.
Yeah. I don't know if I even want to think about it yet. I'm barely recovering from 2024. But yes, I think that there'll be a whole new batch of people. And, you know, I think the Democratic Party, many people I spoke with, are hoping that they do some soul searching and kind of go back to the drawing board of how they can connect with voters the next time around, or see if they learned anything from 16 and 20 and now 2024.
You know, I have to ask about Biden's legacy. Do you think what happened is going to affect his legacy historically?
It's a tough question. It's hard to say. I think the sense we got from the White House yesterday, it felt very much a brief mention of Harris and his, you know, commending her for her campaign, and then switching back into, let's focus back on the next 74 days, what we have left to do in the next couple weeks ahead, and bringing it back to his administration. So trying to bring his administration back into focus. A lot of the attention was on his vice president the last couple of months, and it seems he's trying to reclaim this in the final weeks of his presidency to really try to solidify his legacy and get it away from all of this drama and back to what he hopes people notice, the legislation that he was able to get through and things like that.
Kelly, thanks so much. We appreciate it, as always. Great information. That is News Nation Washington correspondent Kelly Meyer with us on KRLD. I'm not big into conspiracy theories, but one that I could conceivably believe is in 2020 when they went to Biden and said, you've got to run. You're the only one who can beat Trump, which turned out to be true. Will you do it? Mm-hmm. And I could see Biden at that point saying, yeah, I'll do it, but it's not going to be one term.
Yeah.
You know?
You thought that this was maybe a temporary patch in the Democrats' mind, but not in his mind.
Right. I'm okay. Not a Band-Aid. This is going to be two terms.
And like, we'll see about that. We'll get to that bridge.
Yeah. Well, and right. And the other Democrats said, well, we'll worry about that in 2024. And it kind of all blew up.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.